Good morning again and welcome to this Monday morning devotions. My name is Ndaba Mazabani from Rosebank Union Church in Hanlingham, Sandton. I'm so delighted to be with you this morning as I will be bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Scriptures, and I hope you can stay tuned and follow along in a while. If you happen to live in an area of town or you are visiting and are looking for a place of worship and fellowship, I'd like to invite you to visit with us when it's convenient for you. Please take note also that from the 19th of December to the 2nd of January 2011, there will be changes in our service times. Our Christmas carol service will take place this coming Sunday, the 19th of December, at 9 a.m. and 6:30 in the evening. Then you can join us on Christmas Day either at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning for our special Christmas service day. Bring your family, your friends, and come and enjoy a wonderful Christ-filled worship time with us. For more information, you can call us at 011-784-6214 or visit our website, rosebankunion.org. We look forward to welcoming you soon. And now, as we prepare ourselves for our meditation this morning, let us listen to this lovely song by Steve Green, "People Need the Lord."
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed home. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need
need the Lord.
Well, what a message from Steve Green, reminding us again this morning that people need the Lord. I agree, even during this time of Christmas, as we go about, we can see there is a need out there. This morning, I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 1 and selected verses. We will be looking at the names of Jesus and the meaning. One of the names of Jesus, Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. As we approach Christmas, we are again reminded about his birth. His birth was not only unique, but it was miraculous. Born of the Virgin Mary, his birth was predicted and prophesied years before his actual coming here on earth. And when he was born, as I said earlier on, he was given names in line with his purpose and mission here on earth. For an example, if you read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. One can ask the question then, why do we need God? Why is it so necessary for God to be with us? Well, we need God because we are all lost and separated from him. We were dead in our sins and transgressions. We are helpless and hopeless, in need of someone greater and powerful than ourselves. In the book of Hebrews, we are told we need someone superior. We need a superior son. We need a superior sacrifice, because even the Old Testament sacrifices were not able to bring us to God. We need a superior priest and a prophet. We need Jesus, the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Friends, we need a bridge builder to connect us with God. We need Jesus because God was in Christ when he reconciled the world to himself. I cannot fully understand why God did this to us. Why did he then provide us with Jesus? It is a mystery beyond comprehension, but I accept it by faith. Now, to help us this morning, let us think for a moment about this mystery. And to help us, we have several witnesses, beginning with Paul in 2 Philippians chapter 2. In verse 6, we are told, "Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross." There is enough in Scripture that tells us about this mystery, how God became man, how God became a baby in a stable, how God became just like us for a simple reason, just to save us. Listen again to Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. "Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great. He appeared in flesh, he was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by the angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, and was taken up in glory." God is with us. Now the question might be, so what does this mean then for us today? Let me give you three things that I believe are important to consider as we think about the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. First of all, because God is with us, we can endure the difficult circumstances of life. In Hebrews 13, the writer there says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. And what can man do to me?" David in Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Listen to the words of prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 43, verse 2. "When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned." So friends, what this text says basically is that through it all, God promises to be with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. But secondly, because God is with us, we can expect the direct answer to our prayer. In Hebrews again, we are told, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. In verse 16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God is with us. God is with us because we can endure difficult times of and circumstances of life. Because God is with us, we can expect direct answers to our prayer. But lastly, because God is with us, we can embrace the demanding challenges of daily life. I remember how God approached Moses at one point when Moses had difficulties even just to face Pharaoh. He said, if we do not know how to speak or even communicate well, you know, God said to Moses, now go, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 12. Now go, I will help you speak and I will teach you what to say. When we are afraid and intimidated, let us remember his promise in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And when you are feeling down, remember what he said to the shepherds the night Christ was born in Luke 2, verse 10. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. A Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Friends, God has sent us his Son as a gift to bring us to himself. Let me ask you a question. Have you received him and made room for Jesus to come to stay within you, within your heart? It is simple, actually, and it's very easy. All you need to do is to admit that you are lost, believe that Jesus came to save you, and confess any known sin, and decide today to follow him. If you are ready, I want to help you and even give you something that can help you and assist you in your walk with God. You can call us today, as I said. Our number is 011-784-6214. And now may God be with you and as you go throughout this week, and I hope and pray that today you'll reflect about that name of Jesus, Emmanuel. And may his Spirit fill you and his goodness and mercy as you go through this week. Proclaim his glory as your Messiah, our Savior, Emmanuel. God is with us. See you next time.
Start shouting, proclaim the glory of the Lord.